You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
All right, welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. I am the CEO and founder of Revelio, which is an innovative software and media solutions company. And we are on Tech with Heart. We are all about empowering businesses to be successful in a digital era. And so we want to help you shine so bright and make sure that you are competitive and relevant in this highly saturated sea of digital noise. So one of the things that we talk about often is how can you boost your credibility online? Because yes, it's great to shine, but if people are researching you and they don't find enough valid proof that you are indeed the bee's knees and you are who you say you are, then they might bounce, meaning they might not hire you and they might not go any further. So one of the things that we know will help you shine so bright and have the credibility that you really want people to see is to speak, is to share your story. And today, our very special guest, Orlia Moore, is going to talk to us about how we can actually monetize our story, our message. Yes, even in a virtual era. So I am so excited and delighted to introduce to you Orlia Moore. Orlia, can you just say hello real quick?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Yes, I do want to formally introduce her. She is phenomenal. I met Orlia a little over a year ago, and boy, was I just so impressed. Her energy is off the charts. Her expertise is rock solid. She has a system that teaches you how to monetize your message and actually has a guarantee that you're going to make so much money, but I'll let her share a little bit more about that. I was just like, wow, I've never heard anybody say that they will actually guarantee that you're going to make money. So I am so excited to have her on the show. So a little bit about Orlia is that she has successfully started 5 companies. So you can call her like a serial entrepreneur, but a successful one at that. She is blowing up right now. I'm so delighted she even gave me like a little bit of time to have her on the show. So as a corporate trainer, a best-selling author, and international public speaker, she has helped over 200,000 people around the world maximize their bottom line by tripling and quadrupling their sales. Thank you. Wow. I'm so excited to have guests like this because we're all about trying to help entrepreneurs and small business owners excel and succeed. And so in addition to her being a great public speaker herself and a great networker, yes, because she's super, super good energy, she has helped public speakers create their business model for public speaking. So that's what we want to do for you. Yeah, it's not completely all about technology, but it's really about a relevant way to help you stand out. And she has created what she calls a business in a box for public speakers. And she's also just recently published a book, and she's got some really great ongoing challenges that you can do to help, you know, elevate you up and help you get paid and get booked. So Orlia, welcome to the show, girl. Oh,
thank you. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Right?
You I didn't have you introduce me all the time. Like,
it's all you. So, hey, Orlia, let's go straight for the, like, you know, meat and potatoes here. Right. How do you as an entrepreneur know that you should be out there speaking? And what does it take to actually get paid for it? Because, you know, it's what is that all about? Can you kind of wrap that up for us?
Yes. So first and foremost, you know, and congratulations on whoever's an entrepreneur, because it's not a small task. Being an entrepreneur, you have to wear many hats sometimes, right? You have to wear the marketing hat, the publicity hat, the salesperson hat, the accounting hat, and every other hat that there is in being an entrepreneur, especially when you're starting out. And then when you grow, you start hiring people to do some of these tasks and so on and so forth. So the growth pattern that has to take place is not a very easy task either, because you have to let go. And I'm not one of those people that lets go easily. So I get it. Now, you have to remember that you started a company for a reason. What was your message? What was the problem that you wanted to solve for yourself or for others? It doesn't really matter. It took something, your pivotal point. What was it that made you start the business that you're in? And that story on its in and of itself is worth paying for. And I know that people are thinking, really, somebody's willing to pay me for what I just did? Yes, if you rode a bus to school one morning, that is a story that people would be even willing to pay for. And people are saying, seriously, Orly, are you putting it really, like, you're dumbing it down? Not really, if you think about it, because, you know, not everybody knows how to take the bus. They've always driven to work. Well, how do they know how to take the bus? So if you think about it, there's a lot that goes into taking the bus. And people are always asking me, how do you dumb it down that much to tell me that I'm still going to get paid for it? And if you think about it, you need to look at a schedule of the buses. Where are you going? How many buses will you need to get there? And what times are the buses going to? So you have to plan it all out before you get to destination. Not everybody knows how to do that. Once you find out how to do that, then you need to teach it to somebody and they're willing to pay you for that. So if you think about any one of your clients right now, Michelle, if you think about all the listeners, you guys have to listen to this part only. Whatever you are doing right now and wherever you've been, I don't know how old you are. I'm gonna really end this with 10 seconds. Whatever it is that you do, wherever you've been, how old you are, it doesn't really matter. You've paid for it with time, money, education, blood, sweat, tears, aggravation, heartache, hardships, whatever that is, you've paid for it. Why would you give it away?
Wow. Thanks for kind of simplifying that for us. So yeah, I love the fact that you're helping us realize that just because we've experienced it doesn't mean others have. And so our experiences are worth sharing. Our stories are worth sharing. Our history, our backgrounds, our roots are worth sharing. And I love that you are so confident that you can take anybody's story, whatever that story is, and help them mold it into a way that will potentially help them make money. I mean, that's your guarantee, right? So let's talk about, how do you get paid for sharing your story? Because a lot of people just don't, you know, they're like, sometimes people actually want to pay or have you pay them to be on their stage.
Right. So there is three things that people need to know about this industry of public speaking. So it is an industry of it in and of itself. So it's a business, just like owning a store. It doesn't matter what store we have, right? We still need a key to the front door. We still need a cash register. We still need to process credit cards, right? We still need certain things before we even have a product on the shelf. So the industry of public speaking is just like that. It's like a brick and mortar. And the pricing that people are saying, well, how do I charge? What do I charge? That kind of a thing. Well, there's things that are happening in the industry. One is called pay to play, which is basically where you pay the event planner to be on their stage. And obviously, you need to also know that you would need to sell your product or services in order to make some kind of money out of that event. So you're paying somebody else to be on their stage. Now, you need to be already comfortably position to do that, and also know the art of selling from the stage. That is also called speak to sell. So some people like to just be on, they don't get paid, they don't pay to be on a stage, but they basically maybe promote the event for the event planner, and then they just JV partner, if you will, with the event planner, so that the event planner takes a percentage of their sales. And that's how, like an affiliate of some sort, and they are a speak to sell. I don't do either one of those because I don't believe in it. I believe in being paid for my speaking, my knowledge, my IP, intellectual property. And so I teach people how to get paid. Now, there's what is called my value, and then there's what is called industry value. So there is actually a price point for you as a speaker if you're just starting out, or if you're a professional being speaking for a long time, how many times you've spoken, how much have you ever been paid to speak? I get people ask me all the time, so what do you get paid? I get paid about 10 grand every time I speak. And I've always been paid to speak. I don't know what it's like not to be paid to speak. And that's why I tell people, yes, you should be paid to speak. Number one, where do you start? I need to talk to you to find out where do you start. And even though I'm a $10,000 speaker, it didn't always start that way. So you start somewhere and it's a scalable business. So you got to know that it's a scalable business. But
so that's great. You kind of categorize like the different ways to speak, and I'm assuming that you help people figure out how to go out there right away. What is the timeline? I mean, from somebody just saying, "Hey, Orly, okay, I want to learn your model because yeah, I like the idea that you guarantee that you're going to help people make like over $100,000, which is like stellar." So, how long does it take for somebody on average to get to that level where they're in positioned and recognized as a quality speaker to be hired to make some money for speaking?
Well, you know, my guarantee is $150,000 your first year in public speaking. So that's my guarantee you'll make it if you follow the program, obviously. But the how long is up to you, because it's not, first you have to have the right business model in place. So that's what I say to people. You got to be positioned properly, because many people want to talk about maybe how many times have you heard I'm a motivational speaker, or I'm a leadership speaker, I'm a sales speaker. There's way too many of everything. So positioning is very important in this industry. Why would an event planner choose you over all the others for the same topic? My superpower is to position a speaker. We're talking about speaking. We're not talking about branding, which is what you do, and positioning that way. Branding is not what we're talking about in speaking. Speaking positioning is completely different. It's very intriguing for an event planner to say, I wonder what she speaks about. That's really what that is. And so it's making you a little bit more, sexy and marketable. I mean sexy in the right way.
No, desired, like somebody wants, you know, you're sought right. after. So that's what
That's what we want for you. We don't want you to sound the same, because if you sound the same, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's a duck. And that's what the major problem is. You mentioned my book earlier. I've interviewed over 3,400 event planners that pay speakers for this book, and they all say the same thing. So imagine how traumatized they are.
Yeah, and we'll put the link to her book in the comment section once the interview is over, because you definitely are going to want a copy of that book if you are even considering raising your game and becoming and stepping into the more influencer, the more thought leader limelight, and actually getting paid to speak. You know, each one of us has our own unique story, our own unique talent. Absolutely. I love the fact that, you know, Orly says her gifting is to help you create that special standout, like, uniqueness, because that's really it's what's going to attract people to want to pay you, is because of your uniqueness. Right on. All right, so in a virtual world, which we're living in, let's talk a little bit on the tech side. When it comes to Zoom, which we're using right now to do this Facebook Live, it's very 2D. It's like flat, and I could wave my arms and I could, like, you know, get funny glasses on and make funny faces and try and attract people to listen and want to focus on me. But in a virtual world, it's a lot harder to capture people's attention and just enamor them. So what are some of your thoughts in a virtual era on how to be one of those speakers that makes such a memorable impression through something like a Zoom interface?
So I don't know if you've noticed, but I do. I am making an effort to look at the iris and not at you, where you're in my screen. You're in my peripheral vision, but I am looking at the iris, which makes it a little bit more inviting when I'm talking straight at the iris that I'm talking to you. And doing so is already more engaging than looking down or reading or doing anything else. It's a lot more personal. Now, of course, I can't even feel the energy of the audience. I don't know if they're even listening to me. I don't know. Yeah, you just put your face in there, but I only saw it in my peripheral vision. So I can tell you that that is one major, major thing that people are not doing right. Also, distractions, not having too many distractions around helps people focus. The other thing is that we can't control what we can't control, right? So having good content, speaking with good energy, being uplifted and not dwindling, not swallowing your words, not looking for your message, being more assertive, makes people listen. People like energy. So when they're there, they're listening to energy. If you have good content, they'll listen to it. They, even if they don't like it, they'll listen to it. Even if they're not interested, they'll listen to it. This is what this has done for us. It's not that it's going away anytime soon. 78% of events right now are virtual, and they're paying you to be virtual. They're paying for your message. They are paying. So this is the best part. I think, you know what, I've not been on the ground this long in my whole career of 24 years speaking full time. I have not been on the ground this long. I actually miss going out and meeting people, being around people, and being at conferences or, you know, at CEO space. I miss seeing my friends at CEO space, you know. I miss people. It's, that's life, though, you know. So this is our new new reality. So we have to work with it, and we have to be embracing it. So if we are challenged with it, if we are resisting it, it will resist us also. Energy flows, you know, energy goes where, you know, you gotta be with it. And I'm with it. I have no choice anyway, but I'm loving it. It's okay. It's temporary. I keep on telling that to myself. It's all temporary.
Well, one of the things that I find very useful when I'm doing any kind of a presentation through a flat 2D screen, you know, is to ask questions, try and get the audience engaged somehow, you know, even through chat. You can use chat as your when you're hosting a webinar or doing a presentation or anything like that. Get the audience involved. Do polls, you know, ask questions and do it live, because then people are able to, like, you know, interact with you. I love that.
Yeah. And ask questions that don't require that much typing. Like, you know, if you're excited to be here, put a one in the chat box.
Yeah.
If you're excited to be here, you know, say yes, you know, or just even a why. Like, you don't have to type a whole Megillah to have engagement, you know, but still. Yeah.
Really good.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Okay, so, like, let's just say you've inspired somebody that's listening to step into the limelight, baby, and share their story, share their message. I'm looking straight into the iris of the camera right now as I'm talking to you. And what is it that they should do next? Like, how do they get started?
Well, you know, I mean, I would say know that you really want to do this. Because it's not for everybody, right? Not everybody wants to be a public speaker. But I will tell you this as an entrepreneur, as a public speaker, as a coach, as an author, anybody out there, I will tell you this. Public speaking is still number one after word of mouth as far as marketing. Marketing tool is still public speaking. The lowest hanging fruit to bringing in new clients, new money, whatever, it is still public speaking. You can spend money on a lot of things, and that will all help because you have to diversify, right? But public speaking still is one too many and still gets you more yield. So you gotta do public speaking. People need to know. And not only that, one-to-one is so exhausting. How is one too many? One too many is you have better chances, right? So one too many, cost effective, time effective, and to get started, just do it. Get yourself out there. Get out there. That's it. People don't know you exist. Nobody's gonna come and call you. Nobody's gonna knock on your door. You gotta just get started.
Well, Orly, I know that you are a professional and you've helped over 200,000 people so far, you know, change their model to more public speaking, and you've helped them quadruple their sales. That's fantastic. I know for me, when I first started speaking, I was blown away by how how easy it was for people to make a sale after that, because you've just literally like stood up on stage, you shared your story, so they feel that you're authentic. They feel like they know you a little bit. You know, they can tell whether or not they can do business with you by just listening to your message, whether it's a 5-minute message, 10-minute message, or a 45-minute keynote message. It's a great way, like she was saying, one to many. I love that model, because if you feel like you've been, you know, stepping into your like purpose-driven life, like you know you're on a quest to like change the world, or you know you have a major message that's going to hopefully inspire people to change something about themselves or their lives or their business, and you need to share that. It's like you actually are doing a great disservice by not stepping into the limelight and sharing that story on stages and sharing it in the news. I know that's what Revealio does, is we really help take that story and get it out, broadcast it out to the world, even not through speaking. I mean, it's like speaking, but it's doing it in words on paper, you know. Let's get it out there. Let's get the news to report it and drive people to your website or to get a hold of you. So I definitely believe in it. I know that if you're stepping into the role of being a thought leader and you want to be seen as a thought leader, it's a great positioning tool, and it really is impactful. So Orly, how would people go about getting a hold of you or getting incorporated into some of your trainings? Can you share a little bit about like your website and where they can go?
Sure. May I just share one more little thing about, you know, as an entrepreneur, you want to be also an influencer, a go-to person. And to become a go-to person, you have to be out there, right? But here's what happens. This industry is so amazing that after a while, you will be called to come and speak for other organizations. I just spoke to an organization that somebody heard of me, and all of a sudden I'm speaking to this organization that got me in front of 115 countries, and 30 million people showed up that day. It was just crazy.
How many?
30 million people around the world watched this thing. And they told me, and I said, how many did you? I did the same thing that you just did. I'm like, how many? And 115 countries, 30 million people, and people came on my calendar. And it was like, what just happened? I didn't even realize it. But I'm like, you guys really, what? You watched what? Where did you hear about me from? And it was really amazing. So those things really do happen in today. And with this pandemic, everything, this happened in July. So I can tell you that these things happen in this industry. It's just beautiful. So to get hold of me, you can go to orlyamore.com. And there's two buttons there. One is to hire me as a speaker. But underneath that, there's also a button to get on my calendar. So get on my calendar. Let's have a conversation. It's 20 minutes. You take the 20-minute slot. And let's have a conversation. Let's see where you're at. And if I can support you, great. And if I can't, well, you know, maybe I can have some other resources to send you to. But let's have a conversation. Definitely.
Well, I am absolutely delighted that I could get you, because I know how busy you are. And I know you've got some upcoming events. And so thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom. And I hope you found, those of you who are listening or watching, I hope you found that source of encouragement and inspiration, you know, at your core, that's been nagging at you. Like, you know, you were meant for more, and you know, you need to be sharing your why, sharing your story, sharing your message. Well, it's not just about that. Let's help you actually monetize it so that you can keep doing that. And that's what Orly's all about. She's got a guarantee in place, folks. And I just absolutely love her. Her energy is off the chart. She's been doing this and doing it very successfully for years. I mean, the fact that she's even willing to coach people how to do what she's doing so successfully is phenomenal, because a lot of times you get influencers at a certain level and they don't have the time, or it costs like $50,000 to work with them. So Orly's got some great engagement tools. Please go reach out to her at orlyamore.com. And we'll go ahead and put an end to this interview. And thank you so much, Orly. God bless you for showing up and helping our entrepreneurs out and in a virtual world. Speak.
Yes.
Speak.
Yes.